This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you again to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 25, and today's devotion is titled, Early Morning Wake-Up Call. Early Morning Wake-Up Call. Our scripture memory for today comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 15. It says, "She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens." At the beginning of this challenge, I encouraged you to get up early in the morning, have your daily prayer and devotion, and to make it a habit. Today I want to talk about the importance of the early morning routine and how, if you aren't used to it, it can really change your life. You know, the Bible talks a lot about laziness. Proverbs 10, verse 4 says, "Lazy hands make a man or woman poor, but diligent hands bring wealth." We talked briefly about self-discipline the other day, and I want to touch on it again today. Having a lack of self-discipline, I believe, is a form of laziness. Proverbs 10, verse 4 tells us that a person who is lazy will be poor, but a person who is willing to be diligent will be wealthy. I can think of so many ways a person can be poor. You can be poor in spirit. You can be poor in your relationships. You could be poor financially. You could be poor or lacking in just about anything you can think of. Over the years, I've heard a lot of women tell me that they're not a morning person. They're grouchy in the morning. They don't like getting up early. But I want to tell you, if you are a wife, and you have a family, and you don't rise before everyone else, and I don't mean this to sound harsh, but you're being self-centered and you lack self-discipline in this area of your life. You will never be rich in your marriage if your husband must fix his own breakfast and get himself out the door in the morning. And if your children must come in the morning and ask you to get up, you're robbing them of something special. A mother who cares enough to greet them in the morning with a sweet smile, a warm hug, a cheerful good morning, and a good breakfast. I remember when I was getting up, when I was growing up. I remember when I was growing up, my mother would wake me up for school in the morning. And often it would be cold in the house, and she would have the kitchen warm, and she would hurry me into the kitchen. And we didn't have, at that time in my life, we had gas heaters, and we turned them down in the evenings at nighttime, so the house would be very cold in the mornings. And she would warm up the kitchen, and she would turn on the oven, and she would wake me up in the mornings, and she would hurry me into the kitchen, and she'd have a chair sitting there in front of the oven, and she would open up that oven door so the heat was just pouring out, and she would let me get dressed in front of that oven door. And then she'd have breakfast there for us, and she was such a good mom. My husband talks about some memories that he has of his grandma, and she would wake up about 4 o'clock in the morning, and she would prepare a huge breakfast every single morning. She had 12 kids, and every morning she cooked heaps of food, homemade biscuits and gravy and eggs, and there'd just be piles of food on the table. And she would wait for each person to come down, and she would fix them a plate, and she would sit there all morning long. Now, I know that seems really idealistic, and I certainly don't have time necessarily to always sit there and wait on each person as they're ready to come down and eat. Nor do I particularly care to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That seems awfully early to me. But just imagine the memories that you could create for your children, for your husband, for anyone in your family, if you were to wake up early and get yourself together, have your prayer and devotion, ask God for strength and discipline, and then go in and cook them a warm breakfast, whether it's just a steaming pot of oatmeal, eggs and toast, homemade biscuits that you baked ahead, whatever it might be, even simple food, if it's lovingly prepared, will be a welcome addition to the morning routine. Mothers who don't get up in the morning are also teaching their children to be self-centered and to be lazy when they're grown. By not waking up before your family and centering your heart on Christ first thing, and seeing to the needs of your family before you meet your own, you're showing them that you are more important than they are. Jesus came to serve others, not to be served, and we're to follow in his example. Perhaps you're thinking, goodness gracious, but I'm so tired and grouchy if I get up early. But really, who is it that controls your moods? Of course, if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to be tired and grouchy. Perhaps you need to go to bed earlier. Ultimately, it's up to you to choose to have a good attitude, to be pleasant, to treat your family with love and respect no matter what hour of the day. And I realize that some families have different circumstances. Maybe mom and dad work odd hours, or your family has a difficult schedule. But if you have a regular routine and you're able to go to bed at a decent hour every night, but you choose not to, think about how different your family life could be if you just gave it a try. Change really is possible. In fact, before I had children, I was definitely a night person. Truth be told, my natural inclination is to still be a night person. I have to remind myself to go to bed early or at a decent hour. And early means different things to different people. You need to decide how many hours of sleep you feel like you can function on a happy level. Somewhere between 6 and 8 hours is usually good for most people. Research has shown that people who get less than 6 hours or more than 8 hours have more health problems, which is interesting. Also, speaking of sleep, for every hour before midnight is equal to 2 hours, whereas after midnight, every hour is equal to only 1 hour. So if you go to bed at 10 o'clock and you wake up at 6 o'clock, you would have the benefit or feel like you had slept for 10 hours instead of 8 hours. So those hours before midnight really are important. If you're able to go to bed by 10 in the evening, I would highly suggest you give it a try. Some people have a harder time getting to bed earlier than others. Seems like the older my kids get, the harder it is for me to get everybody to bed because everybody still likes to be tucked in at night. And I like tucking my girls into bed. And evenings can be quite hectic in our home. We also like to spend time as a family together in the evenings, and sometimes that can be drawn out. So, but it's really important to, for your health and for the happiness of your family, that you get enough rest. Successful people rarely ever sleep in late. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, But people who are successful tend to get up early and go about their day. And I'm not just talking about people who have careers outside the home and earn a lot of money. People who have neat homes, neat yards, must work hard to meet those goals. And I'm sure you've heard the saying, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And it's true. It's a very wise saying. We're told that the Proverbs 31 woman rose up early before the day broke to prepare food for her family. God gave us this verse for a reason. It's important. If you haven't been making it a habit to prepare food for your husband before he leaves for work and you make him a lunch, just think about how surprised he'll be when he wakes up to a delicious meal and a well-thought-out lunch. You could even tuck a note inside his lunch bag telling him how much you love him or that you will be praying for his day. Men, husbands are fairly easy to please. They want to be loved and cared for by their wives. If your husband leaves home in good spirits, feeling like he is the luckiest man in the world, with a beautiful, content, thoughtful wife at home, how likely do you think it is that he'll fall prey to temptation? He's more likely to walk away from temptation if he feels loved at home. The early morning hours are very important. Continue to practice getting up early every day, and I promise it's going to get easier. If you're still struggling, continue to pray about it and ask God to help you through this struggle, because all things are possible through Christ. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much, for your patience and for your mercy. Lord, you know what each one of us struggles with. We're each unique. We each have our own difficulties, our own struggles, our own challenges each day. And I just pray that you will bless each of the ladies who are listening today. Fill her heart with your spirit. Give her wisdom. Give her strength and endurance. Help her to be diligent in her quest to serve her family joyfully, with love, and with a humble spirit. Lord, I just ask that you help us to have that self-discipline that is necessary to run a successful household and to care for our families in an efficient and godly manner. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me next time for our next devotion titled, The Ways of Her Household.